From Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee, this is Hope for the Caregiver, the nation's number one show for the family caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you more than three decades of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who is not. And we're glad you're with us. 65 million Americans, 65 million Americans are dealing with this issue right now. They are putting themselves between an impaired loved one, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, whether it's substance abuse, whether it's a mental issue. It doesn't matter. There are 65 million people standing between a vulnerable loved one and even worse disaster. How do you help the ones who are helping? What does that even look like? How do you strengthen these folks? How do you help them get to a place of safety? That's what this show is all about. And we are so glad that you're with us. If you want to be on the show, the number to call is 800-688-9522, 800-688-9522. And when you call, you will hear the beautiful voice of himself, the Baron of the Board, the Sultan of Sound, the Earl of Engineering, the man who was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Achievement in Audio Coolness. He is John Butler, the Count of Mighty Disco, everyone.
Oh, yeah, Peter, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
The cool side of the microphone.
Oh, yeah. Cooler than the other side of the microphone. How you doing today, man?
My voice is a little bit tired.
Well, these things happen. What you been doing with it?
Well, it's the most wonderful time of the year here in Tennessee. And so we got a little bit of things blooming, and that makes it a little bit challenging. And then I've been out at a convention all this past week out of the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, which was really great. But I'm out on the convention floor, and I'm talking to a lot of folks, bringing a lot of folks awareness of the show.
You are utilizing the golden voice.
It's about gone. And we're gonna soldier on for another hour. But this is a big day for us, John.
Yes, it is.
We are broadcasting from Nashville through Dallas, Texas, on the Salem Radio Network.
Fantastic.
Which is so awesome, on their satellite. And then it's being picked up by the Truth Network. And we're going literally around the country. And then we're streaming, of course, on iHeart and Truth Network as well around the world. And we now are we've got more affiliates as of this week.
They're
coming on next week.
Okay.
They'll be joining us next week. We've got Seattle is coming on board.
Seattle.
And Minneapolis. And more and more stations are going to be logging on to the show now. We are truly the nation's number one show, which makes us the number one show for family caregivers in the world.
I was going to say, that makes us the number one show for family caregivers.
Period.
And that's the end of that sentence.
Period. We could say it for, if those of you who want to use a little Spanish lingo, todo del mundo. And we are. And we're leading the pack, and we're darn serious about it.
Well, and the reason behind that is there's a large need for this.
It's a vast need. 65 million people and growing. It's an unprecedented need, and this show is bringing an exceptional amount of experience, and that's what we're about here. We want to wade into all these things that are affecting so many people and offer a well-lit path to safety where you could just take a breath, take a knee if you need to, and then we're going to start developing strategies to move you along the path because, why do we do this? Healthy caregivers make better caregivers, period, end of discussion. That's the way it works. And so I tell you what, we're going to get to the phones here in just a minute, but I need to start off with, because so many people log in just for this. And by the way, we're also on Facebook Live right now. So folks watching on Facebook Live, my wife is watching on Facebook Live. She makes sure that I do this well. And Gracie, I did give out the number slowly, like you told me to.
Well, she's right.
So I did. But let's get right to our caregiver tip of the day. Our caregiver tip of the day brought bless your heart. Best Academy Award for Audio Coolness.
That's audio you, John. Coolness.
Our caregiver tip of the day is brought to you by AARP of Tennessee, AARP.org/TN for Tennessee. Wonderful folks to work with here in Tennessee and beyond. They are just great folks with a lot of stuff for caregivers. This is a tip that I learned from my master instructor in martial arts.
Right on.
Fight what's closest. Fight what's closest. He said, if you have an opponent that is 100 yards away, or an opponent that is 5 yards away, let's focus on the one that is 5 yards away. Now, that's the application for self-defense and you're in martial arts and so forth. But clearly, there is an application to being a caregiver. We have things that are a distance from us, and those things can frighten us. They can cause us to stress out a little bit. They can cause us to get over anxious about it. But we really have something right in front of us to do, and that's what we need to focus our attention on. I can't deal with what's way out in front of us if I got an immediate threat right in front of me, and I need to learn how to prioritize and do that. And as a caregiver, it is very difficult to prioritize. Very difficult.
There's a few distractions here and there, I'm sure.
There really are, and we get our heads just kind of in a fog, and we start losing ourselves and losing our perspective, and then we'll start tackling things that don't need to be tackled right that moment. So the best way we can help ourselves as a caregiver, this is our caregiver tip of the day, fight what's closest. Fight what's closest, okay? And that is brought to you by AARP of Tennessee. John, you got a phone call for me? We're going to get right to the phone calls.
I do.
It's been a busy show today.
Forgive me, I think I may have forgotten the name, but it's Jeff from Nashville.
Jeff?
Actually,
Scott. Scott from Nashville.
John, I knew I messed it up.
Take a title away from John Butler, everyone. All right, Scott from Nashville. Scott, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing better. You know, you guys helped me out a while back. I called in and was running late, and you actually called me back after hours on your own time, and I appreciate you talking to me.
You are quite welcome. I do remember that. Tell me what's new and how have you moved past these things, or what's going on with you right now?
Well, initially what I was talking to you about was the Choices program in Tennessee. And I was I had to quit my job and take care of my mother, who's bedridden. And you know, that was the income that wasn't there. And me and my mother had to live off of her $1,300 a month income from her Medicare, and which is really hard when you're living in Nashville, which is a booming town, and you can't really find very decent living quarters for that kind of money. So we were living in a basement somewhere. And I want to talk to you about choices, and because I was trying to figure out, there had to be some way that a caretaker can be, or a family member can be paid by the state to take care of a loved one, because that's money they're not spending on nursing homes or something like that. But what I found out was that in the state of Tennessee anyway, it's pretty much not legal for a family member or anybody who's been living with the family member for the past 5 years to be paid as a caregiver. Now, my sister, who lived on the other side of town and hasn't lived with my mother for several years, she could have come and moved in, and they would have paid her to be a caregiver, but not me, because I'd been living with her and taking care of her. So, but we were able to get on the program, and she was qualified for 30 hours a week of a professional caregiver to come and take care of her. And it's freed up a lot of my time. And tomorrow I start a new job and get back to making my own money and helping out around the house as much as I can.
Well, I tell you what, let's just all take a moment to congratulate you on this and rejoice with you that this is a big step for you. Now, are you still writing some songs? I think you're a songwriter, aren't you?
I am. I've written like 5 songs last month, and actually had a song released to radio not too long ago. It's not doing too good. A song called "Talking About." If you hear it, listen for it. But yeah, I'm still working on it.
Well, that's good. Now, listen, you're starting a new job. You're starting a new life. This is putting you on a good direction here for you, because you're going to be in a much better position to help your mother if you are productive.
Yeah.
And so.
Believe it or not, even though I was taking care of her, I felt like a drain. And I felt like, you know, she never has any money because we're using it on things that we both need, and me and her. And this will free up, you know, a lot of her money so she can have her own money again. And then I can take what money I'm making and put it back into things that make her life better. You know, the stuff that we weren't able to afford before, like a simple thing as a bedside toilet, you would think would be covered by the government, but it's not. You know, that stuff costs money. So,
but keep your receipt on that.
Okay.
yeah.
And keep your receipt on that, because
on literally everything.
Yeah, on everything you do and mileage back and forth.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Here's something I learned too, because you're going to be going back and forth from work and doing things and all that. I've got an app on my phone that I use now that coordinates with all the trips I make, and it tells, and it, you know, it uses the data service for my phone, but that's okay. And it tracks all the miles I do, and then it gives me a report at the end of the month. Because you can, for medical trips and things such as that, those are important things to keep. Because I think that you could claim up to like 52 cents a mile or something like that. Isn't that right, John? Or have you heard that?
I know that there is a value for this, but I'll have to.
Don't quote me on the 52 cents.
I think that's a little high, actually.
But it's really not. It's close to that. No kidding. For certain things.
Sure, sure.
Job related or whatever. So that's important, Scott, that you hang on to those receipts, keep track of everything. And then also, yes, you want to buy those things for your mother, but also use those things to invest in you. The more successful you become, the better off you're going to be able to help your mother. So don't diminish that. And if you can, even look at an online class somewhere and keep pushing your education forward so you become more useful to the marketplace. Okay, you can't ensure that things won't go south for you employment-wise, but what you can ensure is that you can increase your value to the marketplace, and that is so important. You've gotten a reprieve now. You've got 30 hours of help for your mother.
Yeah, main celebration here, right on.
Yeah. And now go to work with gusto, and don't be afraid to excel in your work. You're not just marking time while you take care of your mom just to get a paycheck. You are investing in you. You're becoming more and more effective and valuable to both the marketplace and her and yourself. And that's really important. So I hope that as you drive to work tomorrow, just know that everybody listening, we're all going to be rejoicing with you.
I appreciate that.
We really will, Scott. We're real proud of you, man. That is great.
Thanks, brother. I'm going to keep in touch with you guys and let you know how it's going.
All right. Please do. Hey, listen, this is the nation's, the world's number one show for the family caregiver, and we're so glad that you're with us. 800-688-9522. We'll be right back. I'm Peter Rosenberger, and as a caregiver for 30 years, I've learned a lot about healthcare, and that's why I'm so impressed with MediShare. I've saved money with MediShare, so far about $300 per month, but I'm gaining more than just dollars. I'm gaining a community that cares about me as an individual, as a caregiver. Does your healthcare company do that? Mine does. Take a moment to call MediShare right now. 855-25-SHARE. That's 855-25-SHARE. The call is free. The care is priceless. Everything's all right. Welcome back to the show for caregivers about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you more than three decades of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who is not. And I'm glad you're with us. 800-688-9522. 800-688-9522. John, this is really kind of cool that we are going out over Salem satellite system now.
Oh, yeah.
And the
absolutely.
Salem Radio Network. And more and more affiliates are joining us. This week, they'll be joining. Well, next week they all start. Next week, we'll be bringing on Minneapolis. We'll be bringing on Seattle, and I think I've got about 10 other stations now that are joining us over the next little bit of time here.
Well, I gotta say, sitting in this studio, it's a pretty small space, you know.
For you?
Well, for everyone.
This is kind of spacious. Well, I'm in a cavernous area here,
exactly.
John.
Okay, but relative to the reach that we have, because we're broadcasting from coast to coast, from border to border at this
Seattle
point,
to Charlotte.
And this is a rather small room. We have huge cosmic power. Living space.
I saw that one coming.
Yeah.
I was, when Seattle called and said they were going to come on with us, and it's going to be AM 1590, the answer out in Seattle, they'll be on next week with us. John said, you have fulfilled a lifelong request of mine.
Lifelong.
And what is it that you want to say next week when we go live on Seattle?
Hello, Seattle. I'm listening. And if you get the joke, there's a joke to be got there.
that's beautiful.
Well, I often told people, so what do you do, John? I'm like, well, I'm kind of Roz on Frasier.
Yeah, kind of Roz on Frasier. Well, at least you're not Roz Al Ghul.
There you go. Oh no.
Hey, look. Anytime I can work in a Batman reference, I think we're in good shape. But it was a fantasy. What was that?
I don't even know, man. Don't ask me. All right. I think I was trying to do this because it was a Batman reference.
No, that's our caregiver tip of the day. But it was a good way. Sorry, a little bit hoarse. I was out at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention this week, and it was very exciting to meet with a lot of folks out there and talk. And Gracie came out there with us for the day.
Oh, right on.
On Thursday. In fact, I actually left her there because I had to take some others to see someone else. And so I left her kind of at the booth there with the Truth Network, and I think she kind of held court out there, but she did a great job. I was really proud of her, and she was very busy out there talking to folks, but it was just a lot of fun to see what's going on and realize that this show is cutting edge. When I talked to people and I told them, I said, tell us about the show, and I said, we're live every Sunday. How many of you all have a live show on Sunday? And none of these folks did. Everything's pre-recorded, or that kind of thing, or syndicated, whatever. And I'm like, no.
No, one of the core parts of this program is that we are here to take calls, and we're here to help caregivers in a way that they might not have access to on a regular basis.
When they said, why Sunday afternoons? I said, because if you knew the life of a caregiver, you would understand that Sunday afternoons is kind of a quiet moment for some. They're leaving the nursing home sometimes. They're leaving the hospital. They're in their cars. They finished up church. They're not necessarily going to doctor's offices or being pulled in 17 different directions. And they got a few moments. I got one lady who regularly gets in her car and goes for a drive just to listen to this show. That's her time.
I think that's a rather healthy thing to do.
I think so, too. And if you're driving along listening to my voice, I'll promise to keep you awake so you won't nod off.
There you go. Well, and we that references something else we talk about. There's the right way to do things, the wrong way to do things, and the healthy way to do things.
Yeah, and I'm not here to tell you I have – please don't misunderstand. I am not here on this mountaintop dispensing all types of sage-like wisdom. I'm listening to the show myself. Our caregiver tip of the day earlier was fight what's closest. I need to remember that myself. I get disoriented. I get pulled in different directions. And I've got to read my own book and listen to my own stuff and hear from myself and the level of experience that I have. I'm in the trenches with every one of us are doing this together. But the more we talk about it, the more we say it out loud, the more we push these ideas out to each other, the stronger we can get. And the stakes are just that high because if you're not strong, what happens to your loved one? And I talked to so many people out at the convention this week who just – you could just see their jaws dropping open because they realize, oh, wait a minute. I'm in that situation. My mother or my sister or my brother has a daughter with – and just the stories over and over and over. And they couldn't believe that there was nobody else doing what we're doing. And sometimes I'm kind of incredulous myself about it. But here we are. We're doing it.
And yet flying in the face of reality and physics itself.
Like in the face of reality. And so we're thrilled to be able to do it. And we're thrilled that you're with us. And by the way, on our next segment, you're not going to want to miss this. Do you know how important food is to memory loss and people dealing with this? We're going to be talking about that in just a few moments on our next segment. We've got an incredible guest. You're not going to want to miss this. I don't want to give too much away because I think this is just really fascinating. But this is what we're about here, and I'm just couldn't be more proud of Gracie for what she's been able to do this week. For those of you who don't know, those of you just listening here, here's the reason I'm a caregiver. I have a wife with severe disabilities. She was injured in a car wreck 35 years ago this year when she was 17, before I ever met her. And somebody said the other day, well, you married her after she was hurt? I said, well, have you seen her? I mean, my Lord, I was pulling at my collar when I met her. I mean, that's like, dang, the girl's beautiful. And 80 surgeries later, both legs amputated, we've learned a lot through this process. And it's still going. And we want to take what we learn and offer it to others in a meaningful way that makes sense where they are so that we can get stronger together. That is the hope for the caregiver, that we can be calmer, healthier, and dare I say it, even more joyful while we care for someone who deals with very, very difficult things. That's the journey. And we're glad you're with us. 800-688-9522. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show for caregivers about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you three decades of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who is not. And there is joy. There is joy to the world, and there is joy for us as caregivers. We do not have to be miserable. You're as miserable or as happy as you choose to be. And doesn't mean you're not going to grieve. It doesn't mean you're not going to weep. It doesn't mean you're not going to have heartbreak. But you don't have to be miserable. You can have joy, and you can have calmness and peace in the midst of this thing. This is promised to us. All throughout Scripture, it's promised to us. And if you don't have it, this is the place for you to start. We can help with that. We can point you to a place where you can, and that's what we're all about, and we're glad you're with us. If you want to be on the show, 800-688-9522, 800-688-9522. John, we're going to start a new thing here. I came up with this while I was cleaning house. this title for this new segment.
The font from which most good things come.
The font of every blessing. I don't think that's what they were thinking of when they wrote it. I was cleaning house, and my wife will testify that I do clean. And I came up with this new segment called Today's Senior Moment.
With Peter Rosenberger.
Brought to you by Morning Point and Morning Point Senior Living and Memory Care Centers. Today's Senior Moment. I thought that was kind of a nice... Okay.
We'll let the focus group decide.
Yeah, we'll let you all weigh in on that if that's a happening title for this. But did you know the importance of food for memory care?
I did not.
I did not either. But guess what? Our guest does. This is Mike Woods, and he is the corporate dining director at Morning Point Senior Living. Now, Morning Point has they have about 30-plus facilities all throughout Tennessee, into Kentucky, and I think into Alabama, and just a wonderful group of folks. And I've gotten to know them over a period of time. I've spoken at a lot of their events, and every time I go there, they have wonderful food presentations to show foods that will strengthen memory care for patients.
Okay.
And Mike's going to tell us about this. Mike, you with us?
Hey, good afternoon, Peter. I sure am.
The moment I first met you, I told you I was going to have you on the show, didn't I?
Yeah.
And here we are. I want to also congratulate you guys with another Mike that you guys, is it Zuli? Z-E-U-L-L-Y?
It's close. It's Zelly.
Zelly. He was he placed top 10 in the national cooking competition, and he's one of your chefs there.
And Mike did, and then recently we had a second one, actually, in the same contest. So we've had two folks within the Morning Point community, our food service directors slash chefs, who placed. Yeah, this was a national competition, and they do a great job.
How about that?
John,
there's some good
about that. There's we some... have, obviously, as you were saying, we have a lot of focus on the types of food that we serve, healthy foods, and then even foods that we, you know, science will tell us that can help with memory. So we're trying to focus on those type of foods.
Well, the next time you're on the show, by the way, it's going to be live in the studio because you're going to have to bring a tray for John and me.
I was going to say.
So he prepares great stuff, John. I will tell you that. I've tasted it, and I kept going back and forth. They had to finally throw me out. Well, now let me go to some of the foods that you laid out on the thing, on the events that I've been to,
uh-huh.
And they're specifically increased memory.
Yeah.
And go through some of those things and talk about that.
I will. Okay. I'm gonna list about 10 items right here that might fall in. There's so much information out there these days, but let's just say you were to look up brain foods. And you would see items like eggs, avocados, fatty fish, and a fatty fish would be salmon, shellfish like shrimp. Also, blueberries, grapes, beets, and all the, a lot of the green vegetables, leafy greens, spinach, kale, collard greens, just full of nutrients. Whole grains and or legumes, a fancy word for beans.
We call them beans down in South Carolina, Mike.
That's right.
Well, now, what are some foods that are, do you have a list of foods or know of foods that are harmful to brain activity?
Oh, my. I focus so much on the healthy side of it, but I just, as a personal comment, if you don't understand the ingredient label on a food that you're eating, if it's some, you'll know what I mean. If you literally don't understand what the word is on that ingredient label, it is probably not good for you.
All right. Now, look, you guys have all these centers around, but your food, you try to work with local growers. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. In 2017, a year ago right now, well, over a year ago, we started this initiative within our business. Farm to table, that's a term you, many people, your listeners out there, you've heard the term farm to table. So we really spent a lot of time last year. We kicked it off last year in our 30 communities. And so we have developed relationships with local farmers here in the Nashville area, Chattanooga, Knoxville, Lexington, Kentucky, Louisville. You mentioned Alabama. We're down in Tuscaloosa. So spent a lot of time developing relationships with local growers, and it's really been a wonderful experience. So we're buying, they are actually delivering product from their farm to our buildings. It could be 5 miles, might even be up to 30 miles away. We're trying to keep it close. And it started even with our residents. We have over 1,500 residents asking for more fresh vegetables. They always say that. Can we just, we want more fresh vegetables. So really what they're talking about is the garden. Many of them had gardens in the past at home so that's really what it is. And unfortunately there's a huge trend across our country, whether it be in our grocery store or restaurants, and now we're doing it in senior care where we're trying to buy just local, fresh. And unfortunately we're in the South. And there's a lot of that going on, and
Are these big farms, or are these more mom and pop kind of farms, family farms?
They are family farms. Now, one of the gauges, if you ever go to a farmer's market wherever you may live, you may go to a local farmer's market on a Saturday. Well, many of the farmers that are there, they're small, but one of the things that I always look for is if they be big enough. Many of them are involved in what's called a CSA. That means community supported agriculture. So they're selling these boxes of produce to an individual family. And you got to be a pretty good size to do that. That's kind of a bar that I set. But these folks are bringing, we get an email from the farm. They're pretty tech savvy these days, by the way. We get an email from the farm, and they've got a list of 20 items. We'll buy some of those items. They'll deliver it to our buildings once or twice a week. And what's beautiful about it is that when they literally will pick the produce, cut the produce, whatever, like that morning or definitely just 24 hours earlier, next thing you know, we've got it in our communities, and it's going onto the plates. And it's been a big hit with our residents. There's the tremendous nutrient value in fresh produce. And then also another big thing in our business is food can become an activity. And
food is an activity at my house too.
Yeah, the physical part of it, right?
it's very much of an activity. It's full contact sport sometimes.
it's something that's very important to us all. Having a meal with someone is quite special.
I come from a long line of people who have eaten. So tell me about food as an activity.
Yeah, so in our business, people live, we have a big home. These buildings will have 50, 60, 70 residents, they live there. So three meals a day, and then when we're not eating, there's time during the day, there's lots of activities. So as an example, in the afternoon would be, they'd gather a few people, and they might snap some green beans. It might shuck some corns, shell some peas. They might make a cake with some fruit, perhaps. So that's what I'm talking about in an activity. They'll gather and make something. They might have it as a snack later in the day, or in the case of snapping beans, we'll literally cook it later that day.
Do the residents get to go out to any of the farms themselves and even pick things?
Yes, they do, and we're gonna build on that a lot this year, because last year we had good examples in all of our markets where the bus or the van would leave our community and they'd all go to the farm and get out, and if they're able, walk around some, or certainly view the, and actually in a couple of cases we did have. These farms would have a U picket, and there were a few residents that could get on out there and pick some strawberries or some other type of berry or vegetable, and there was a little bit of that going on, but just getting out and going to the farm was a huge, huge plus for everybody.
So really, does it stimulate them intellectually, those who may need to just have a little bit of extra oomph?
Yeah.
And now, what about dairy? What about dairy? Does the same thing apply with dairy, or are you just dealing with more of the vegetables and so forth, the produce?
Right now, it's just produce, but many of the farms that we do deal with, they're also they definitely get off into the protein. Some of them might have chickens, some of them have cattle, and that's out there where they'll process. So you will eventually, hopefully, get to that point. There are dairy farms out there. They tend to stand on their own, just a dairy farm. But we haven't gone down that road yet. But some of the proteins, I mean, eggs, for example, there's so many. You know, if you got chickens, you got a lot of eggs. That's a huge piece of business also. And as I said earlier, eggs are a brain food, so there's nothing better than a homegrown or an egg right right from a chicken right down the street. You know, it's wonderful.
Well, I grew up out in the country, and we had a lot of chickens growing up. And I agree with you. There's nothing better than that. Well, listen, this has been our today's senior moment. And Mike, I appreciate you calling in from Morning Point. There's so much more out there at morningpoint.com, and that's point with an E at the end of it.
Yep.
And this is important. I mean, you know, it's not in the old days what you think of just going off to a home somewhere. You guys are so engaged, and I'm really grateful to hear about all these things, particularly with brain food and so forth. Listen, you got to come back and talk some more, okay?
I'll be glad to do that. And if I could leave just one final comment. I called earlier in your show, you were talking about healthy caregivers.
Well, we got only 2 seconds here, Mike, so we got to run.
Gotcha.
We'll do it again.
Thanks,
Mike. We'll
Bye.
See you.
I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and 26 years ago, I walked for the first time on 2 prosthetic legs. I saw firsthand how important quality prosthetic limbs are to an amputee. This understanding compelled me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana in West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies, and with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I'm Standing with Hope.
Come on, dance off. You and me, bro.
Come on, man.
Welcome back to the show for caregivers, about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you 3 decades of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who is not. And, ooh, child, things are going to get easier. It's not an easy journey, but we can help here because we're about strengthening the family caregiver. I'm going to read a scripture verse to you. I saw this earlier today. 1 Timothy 5:8. This is Paul's letter to Timothy. 5:8. Not 1 Timothy. President said I was reading in 2 Corinthians, and then I turned over to 3 John, and I realized 2 Corinthians, 3 John, a biblical full house. How awesome is that? No, this is
Sit down, sir.
We're going to make caregivers great again. Believe me. It's going to be so awesome. Believe me. All right, so 1 Timothy 5:8. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Those are pretty stern words from the Apostle Paul, aren't they?
He didn't really mess around, did he?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. And he probably wasn't a lot of fun at parties. But what he's saying has great value to us as caregivers, because part of providing for your own household is providing them with a healthy caregiver. And that's what we're about on this show. We want you to be healthy. We want you to be in a strong place physically, emotionally, spiritually, professionally, financially, morally, every which way you can be, because that's how you provide for your household. If you're unemployed, you're not much good as a caregiver. If you don't have good financial preparations, life insurance, financial planning, and so forth, you're putting somebody in danger even more than they already are. If you're not physically healthy, and 72% of caregivers don't go to their own doctor regularly, then you're not much good as a caregiver, because you're basically a walking time bomb, particularly if you're obese. And that's one of the caregiver landmines from my book, 7 Caregiver Landmines, is excessive weight gain. And I get that. I mean, I fight it too. That's why one of the reasons I do martial arts and other things that I do, because, I mean, I got so big that I broke my family tree. I mean, it can happen to all of us because food.
Big were you?
How big? I was standing on a street corner and a cop told me to break it up. I mean, I got big. And so I understand this, because food becomes a source of comfort. And as you heard in the last episode, let's go with brain food. Let's go ahead and start eating to be healthy, not eating to be comforted, okay? The weight we carry the most, though, is the weight around our hearts. And I want you to understand the permission and the necessity, the imperative that you have as a caregiver to be healthy. You're not being selfish by doing it, okay? You're being a steward. And it's all about stewardship of what you have and what you're offering to someone who loves you. And I'm sorry, by the way, I'm a little bit hoarse. I'm starting to sound like Bill Clinton. I don't mean to, but I did not send emails to that woman. But so I'm sorry.
How long have you been waiting on that one?
I have been waiting on it all. I just was, as I was getting hoarse, I was realizing, my goodness, I'm talking like him. Listen, also, I want to let you know about Standing with Hope. And this is Standing with Hope is the presenting sponsor of the show. You've heard Gracie's ads with it. I'm really proud of what she has accomplished with this. And after giving up both of her legs, she saw the value in quality prosthetics. And it's life-changing to have a quality limb that can help you re-engage back in life, particularly with legs. Arms, they haven't come as far as providing the functionality that a leg does. And when Gracie started walking on 2 prosthetic legs, she said, you know what, I'm gonna use these as a way of bringing hope to others, the same hope I depend on, which is her faith and quality care for prosthetics. And so we've been teaching local workers and equipping them in the West African country of Ghana for 12 years on how to do this for their own people. And we collect used limbs from all over the country. They go to a local prison in Middle Tennessee here, where inmates volunteer to disassemble, and they recycle these prosthetic limb, parts of the prosthetic. You can't recycle the whole prosthetic limb, but you can recycle a great many parts of it, like the knees, the feet, the pylon, and so forth. And then we send all this over there, plus we buy more equipment to do it. We have 2 ministries at Standing with Hope: the Family Caregiver Outreach and the Prosthetic Limb. It's for the wounded and those who care for them. And I'd invite you to go participate today. Standingwithhope.com. Just go take a look and see what we're doing. Listen to some songs that Gracie's done. Let it bless you. Let it be a part of your life today. Standingwithhope.com. And thank you for letting us come into your homes, your cars, your life today as a family caregiver. Healthy caregivers make better caregivers. And today's a great day to start being healthy. Start taking care of the one person who is taking care of the household, and that is the family caregiver. Where there's a disability, there's a caregiver. You're important, and we're glad you're with us. Next week, we'll see you. There's all kinds of stuff out there on the web for us. Standingwithhope.com. Go see more, and we'll see you next Sunday. Bye-bye.